Uka, I had heard where you were alone. The sage of Königsberg dined on appetites disumed and specular, in a haunted relief to the aged infinitesimal, though briefed in identicate succor. That truly reminded me of the view from the 19-year-old serried balcony, the terrace of hope, fashioned lopsidedly in a draughtsman's memento mori, unintentionally, of course, spoiled. I do not said she wished to sit cushioned in the cat's way and resemble you in my limpid artistry, fawning or chewing the sticky gum in my toothless mouth. Those are not my races. My face is cold, and that is all I know, as you told me. You told me. Your life is as unreal or real now as it was then. Why semble of you, sir? As tight as the moon to the gate, in the darkness of the twitching, breathless forest, and the wind that whispers now. In the stone yard where chicken's blood and canary smelt of grandfather, there, very where the word was made, ample flesh. Tutored, schooled on permanence, the spoils of memory tucked in fast against the tide of rain on the roofs, in the spring burgeoning light, was that the spawl of a goodbye? When you, yes, you, my dear, start to also on recall, I may be all that you remember. So, cloaked beneath your catacombed head, announce the vision unseasonable of my daughter's life, the trusted beneficence lit thoroughly in the window. I fear the paces of the years stall, and lift their simple lights, munificent terror to the sun in this spectre of mind, in your eyes, terrible tears, bountiful as the pain resting in the night's flower, gorgeously scented the incensed morning when we cry over thee like a mother's pain. Spun for its home I go, humming and echoing in the measured vasty sound, tremulous heart beats in the fuming sky. It bore the greatest forged beauty in the world then as now. Turn the handle and construe the hexed runes, dissembled gift, the trumpets a unique, eluded configuration of tracery. You spinning in the hot breath of faces we wore, loving and murdering in all measures, while troubling the master for a song. Lying still in the road, drunk and lashed on a pig's back, and sent breaching into villages where women rang bells for gods, and reason won the idle universe cranked to the altitude of virgin snows. What a splinter tranced to the heaven is my face, waxed for the fashion, troped in the mistress heart by waters fraught, spawning, and shivering. Come closer now, his spittle cold in my ear, drawn capitals of wisdom laced in passionate revolt. Coughed and looked away again into the fire, cataract blue like cerulean, I begged the dancer from his loft, and built an ark in every cold place for the safe transport of my sons, their wares, and the fading photos of our dead fathers.